Chapter 3, The Beginning of May. Stranger in the Yard. As of the end of March 1856, Dr. George Angle had yet to return to Rhode Island. He was still in Logan County, impatiently waiting for the circuit court to arrive. Because Angle had never stopped yearning for the prairie's embrace and the ruination of Remington K. Webster, he had been biding his time in Illinois since the beginning of the month, looking forward to his day in court. The case of Angle's disputed land purchase fell within the jurisdiction of the nomadic Eighth Circuit Court, which covered 8 counties in central Illinois. Its first stop was Springfield's Sangamon County Courthouse. When it adjourned there on Saturday, March 29, the presiding judge, David Davis, and the lawyers who traveled the circuit with him prepared to push north to Logan County. That was the circuit. After hearing cases in Logan County, the judge would move on to Bloomington in McLean County, then Metamora in Woodford County, Pekin in Tazewell, and so on, over the course of 2 months. Abraham Lincoln's routine was to travel with the judge, committing himself to practically every single day of the traveling court throughout its spring and fall terms. Saturday the 29th was probably the last day he spent at his house, knowing that he would be away for the better part of 8 weeks. Lincoln's home, 7 blocks from the office, was a sturdy 1.5-story clapboard house, painted brown and lined with rose bushes in the front. The plants may even have been showing signs of green, encouraged by mild weather during the week. Normally, the property was very neatly kept, inside and out, but when Lincoln went home from court on Saturday, his house was on its way to becoming something of a wreck. The Lincolns had decided to expand their house after living in it for 12 years. The second floor was the problem. In its original configuration, it consisted of 2 bedrooms with a pitched ceiling so low at the sides that even Robert, 12, was in danger of hitting his head. Willie, 6, and Tad, 3, were probably safe. The ground floor of the house had a kitchen and dining room toward the rear, a family room, and a more formal front parlor. It also had a back parlor that